Om Shanti. Today we are going to talk about the qualities of the Supreme Soul. The first quality of the Supreme Soul or Shiv Baba is to be asochta. Asochta means being beyond thought. Thought is an aspect of time. Because when we want to accomplish something within a certain time period or in a certain time zone, then we have to use thought. And when we use thought, our conscious mind chooses an option for various ways to perform an action. But Baba has time and again spoken about a different way of accessing our memories. So Baba is asochta or beyond thought because he has the capacity to access memories. Baba does not need to think, or he is constantly beyond thought, because the moment he sees any parameter of the drama or any aspect of any soul, Baba can automatically emerge memories from his mind. His mind, intellect and personality work in such a manner that the moment he sees a soul, he can access memories related to them, and when he does not need any information about that soul or about that particular parameter of the drama, he can automatically merge those memories. Hence, Baba's mind, intellect and personality, or Baba's soul, functions in such a way that he gives knowledge to us also in the form of memories. The ladder, for example, or the tree, or the cycle, the world cycle, all this knowledge given by Baba is in the form of visual memories. When Baba becomes the ocean of knowledge, he shares information about any aspect of the drama in the form of a visual memory. Similarly, when Baba views a soul, let us say Baba views the soul of a dharma pita or a religious father. When Baba views such a soul, Baba sees all the three forms of that soul. He sees the highest form of the soul, the rajo form, and the last form of that soul. So all this information is available to Baba in the form of visual memories, and Baba is in a trance mode when he is viewing that soul. Similarly, when Baba sees us, deity souls, then Baba sees us in the five forms. The original form, that is the soul, then the deity form, then the image in bhakti, then later on the Brahmin form and the angelic form. So as soon as Baba sees us, the five forms of the soul are available to him in the form of a visual memory, and he does not need to think. This aspect of being able to emerge memories as and when he wants is what makes Baba asochta. He does not need to think because all information exists in front of him as smriti or memory, which he can merge and emerge at his own will. Hence Baba, when he teaches us to be asochta, he also asks us to focus on the smriti. For example, Baba repeatedly asks us in the Murli to focus on the five forms, or use the Sudarshan Chakra to go around in the direction of the five forms. So what is Baba doing there? Baba is asking us to access our memories so that, like Baba, when we view that memory, or when we access that smriti, we no longer need to think, because all that is needed for us from that particular aspect of time during the cycle is available to us in the form of memories. Hence, if we want to become a sochta like Baba, we also need to practice accessing our smriti or the memory. This quality of being a sochta makes Baba the ocean of knowledge. That is why Baba says that I am not the jani jananhar. I do not know each and every thought in your mind. I am not a thought reader. But I am an ocean of knowledge, in the sense that every aspect of the drama, all aspects of souls, all aspects of any kind of knowledge or any information that Baba wants is always available to him and accessible for him in the form of memories from his very soul. For us to become a sochta like Baba, that is why we need to practice being in the space of our smritis or memories. This practice can be done early morning in Amrit Vela with Baba. We can make a request to Baba to show us our smriti, and Baba will emerge the smriti for the entire day for us in a nutshell about the major events that are likely to happen. The events may or may not happen depending on the way we use thought from our conscious mind. But if we are connected to Baba during the entire day and we try to be focused on the smriti of what Baba outlined in the morning, then we will walk on the path of the smriti and actualize the drama. Then there won't be any need to think about the drama. Accessing the smriti and walking on it or actualizing it in the form of actions is an easier way to accomplish what we need to do during the entire day. So as a practice for 7 days, for example, we can take a smriti from Baba every day, early morning in meditation, and we can test ourselves to see how many times do we activate thoughts in order to accomplish a smriti, or how many times are we centered on the smriti that Baba gave us and allow the drama and all the other energies around us to actualize that smriti. So by using this process, we too can become a sochta like Baba. Hence, the first quality of Paramatma Shiva or God is to be a sochta or beyond thought. And as Baba is beyond thought, he is also beyond time. Hence, when we learn to return back to our home time and again, we too can be in that space where we can access our smritis easily, and we can actualize the smritis without reference to the conscious thoughts of our mind which occur in this time zone. Thanks for listening. Om Shanti.